Nina Refor's new novel, Wing Shooters, is set in Dearborn, Michigan, during the 1970s. Wing Shooters are recreational hunters who shoot birds in flight and are as loyal to each other as their dogs are to them. Chief among them is Charlie LeBeau, whose granddaughter, Michelle, a biracial 9-year-old, has been left in his care by his ne'er-do-well son. Soon, the Garretts arrive. She is a doctor at the new clinic, and he is a school teacher who has just taken a long-term substitute job. This young and worldly couple from Chicago should be a respectable addition to the community, but they are anathema to the Wing Shooters. They are black. Michelle keeps to herself to avoid harassment from the other children because of her differences and spends her time mostly with Charlie. It is only at a ball game or fishing or out with the hunting dog in the open spaces outside town that Michelle is truly the center of his world. In town, she is on the periphery. As are the Garretts. The clinic is in the county, and most children have been kept home from the new teacher's class. Does bigotry supersede familial love? How strong are the bonds of friendship in the face of violence? What emotional turmoil will one endure to preserve loyalty and honor? After asking these tough questions, Nina Revor releases us to the healing power of a natural landscape and open spaces. In the tradition of To Kill a Mockingbird, Wing Shooters is a welcome addition to the canon of Midwest novels.